Welcome to the K&M Queen Podcast. I'm Kristen.
I'm Madison.
I'm Maggie.
Let's get into this week's episode.
Let's do it.
Roll it.
So, that took us a minute.
Yeah, that took us a while.
To do our intro. We finally got it right.
Because we couldn't decide, A, who wants to talk, how we want to talk, how we want to do the intro, or anything else in our lives right now, apparently.
We're all those type of people that was like, well, I'm down for whatever you guys want to do. And then it just becomes us sitting here in silence for a good solid 2 minutes.
Yeah. And then we get distracted.
Yeah.
You think we get distracted when we're recording, you should really see what happens when this is off.
Just the process to get upstairs into this like recording room takes a minute too.
Yeah, because we end up just talking. Talk. But yeah.
And then there's a doggy that we all want to say hi and snuffle, and then he's just gone a little psychotic, you know?
Yeah, he's still a puppy, but yeah. He's adorable.
We did make a funny intro though.
I really did. We probably should upload it. Maybe if we do like a bloopers episode.
Yeah.
We can upload it and you guys can hear it.
We died laughing.
It was pretty funny. It was like the character from SpongeBob, the chocolate one. I'm not gonna do it now because it's too weird.
What are they selling?
Chocolate!
Sorry, I had to.
I did it.
I don't care for SpongeBob, but that's a good scene.
That's a classic episode.
That is classic. Yeah.
Welcome.
Oh, we can't speak either today, so.
I had my head in chemistry and pharmacology all day, so that's just not.
I had to work.
I go back to work tomorrow. I've enjoyed my vacation. It's been very nice.
Yeah, you've been off for a while.
It's been great.
I wish I could have vacation.
It's been great.
I wish we could have a vacation every month. Like a week out of the month.
You can. You can just use your PTO.
I don't have any.
Oh, you don't?
I have like 2 days accumulated.
Oh, I have like almost 60 hours worth of PTO.
Yeah. Well, I also
I got
just
like
started
over
100 working.
Hours.
I was sick for a month and they had to use that up.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense.
Which they shouldn't have anyways, but that's besides the point.
How was everyone's weekend?
Short. What? I was going to say long, but no, it was short. Could have been longer. I was busy this weekend. Well, actually, busy really Saturday. I went dress shopping for my sister-in-law's wedding. I found my dress. I liked 4 of them.
Oh, wow.
4. But I couldn't decide which one I wanted. And she's like, it's the first one you tried on. And I was like, okay, I really like that one. And I was like, I should probably buy it before I change my mind.
Good idea.
It's always a good plan.
Yes. And it's in mint green. I'll show you guys the dress.
It's a very unfortunate color. You know, for people who are pale.
Oh, yeah. I love the color.
But it's right after summer, so I'll be tan.
That's true.
See, the last time I had to wear that color, it was not right after summer. It was like going into the beginning of spring, and I was like, I just out of winter. I was like, I am pasty white child.
I did like the color that I tried on. It was like a purple, like a light purple. I can't think of the name.
Violet. Like a lilac?
Yeah, like kind of like that. I'll show you a picture of it. But yeah, so and then we went to lunch, and then I met up with the girls for dinner, and you met up with us. So, yeah. And then we went back to Chantel's house because her boyfriend left and went to a friend's house. And then I passed out.
For all of us.
Again.
Like, on the couch. She curled up on the ball on the couch.
Kept talking about random stuff, and I was just like, I am so tired.
And then we went to the bedroom, and she could still hear us talking.
Yes. They were so loud. Maggie was getting her head rubbed, or she
was great.
Right. What? Yeah. Danielle was rubbing her head.
Why?
Because I was making her do it.
Oh my God.
I don't know why.
Because I like my head being rubbed, and Noah doesn't rub my head enough because he'll start doing it for like 5 seconds and then he stops. I'm like, no!
Matt does the same thing. And he's like, no, I don't. I'm like, yeah. I'll sit there and I'll scratch your back for like an hour. And I'm like, well, can you scratch mine? And he does it for like 2 minutes and then. Oh, I gotta do something. Oh, well.
What about me?
My back needs scratching.
Or like back massage or anything to like get the various knots that are in my back out.
They have a really cool back massager, that one that you like push a button and it just goes really fast. I don't remember the name, but like
a vibrator.
Basically, it's like a, it looks like a gun type thing with a round ball at the end, and it literally just massages you.
Okay, so a vibrator. That's literally what you basically just
basically
described.
Is pretty much.
Hey, I mean, got one handy. Use it in many ways.
Oh, how was your weekend, Madison?
It was good. Matt and I finished watching Riverdale.
Love it.
The fourth season, and we're gonna wait till the fifth season comes out because we hate commercials, and we are literally those people that will wait until it comes out on Netflix.
Usually they'll come out now once the season's done. Once that's done, they'll go right onto Netflix. So,
yeah,
but you have to wait because they just started in January, so then they have their break halfway through when they get like up to like 10 or 13 episodes, and then they have a break, and then they go back and then do more. So it's like 3 months you have to wait.
That's fine. And then we started watching, then I met up with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little depressed person. That's why I was like super quiet. Oh. I was just like in a depressed mood. Nothing on you guys.
Oh.
Matt basically forced me to go. He was like, you need to be with your friends. And I was like, yeah, you're right.
Well, we're glad you came.
Yeah, I did have fun. And that drink was fucking fire.
And you got a cup. Out of it.
Yeah, I got a cup.
Oh my god, they stole everything that night.
I didn't steal everything. I stole a pen because it wrote beautifully, and then I stole a cup because I've never done that before, and it was a cute cup.
Technically, Danielle stole
it. Yeah, and then we got outside, and she gave it to me.
She's like, "I got a big purse," and she just drinks the rest of the drink and just shoves it in her purse. I'm like, "Okay, we gotta get out of here."
Yeah, I went home and put it in my dishwasher. But yeah, and then Sunday we cleaned. We took a nice drive up to Otisfield.
Oh, that.
It was really fun. It was like gorgeous. Oh my goodness. There was so many mountains. And then we ended up seeing one of Matt's like old work friends. And so we hung out with him for a while. And we came back and then we started Vikings. I don't know if you guys have seen that show.
I've heard of it.
Freaking love that show. Oh my goodness. If you like Vikings, you will love this show. So we finished it. And then he was like, he came to me yesterday and he was like, let's rewatch it. And I was like, okay. And then he passed out like right when we started watching it. And I kept trying to wake him up because I was mad. I was like, hey, go upstairs, like move. And he was like, oh, but I'm comfy. I'm like, whatever. Yeah.
What about you, Maggie?
What did you do?
Yeah.
You know, it's a great question. I mean, Saturday night, I was with you guys.
Yep.
Had a couple drinks. Kristen was my driver, so I didn't have to worry about driving.
And I'm a scary driver. They don't let me drive anywhere.
No. I've ridden in the car with you a couple times. And
I'm not that bad.
You just hit every curve.
I have a lead foot.
And you will take a fucking U-turn where you're not supposed to take a U-turn and be like, oh, it's okay.
When did I do that?
There was one time where we were lost.
Oh, yeah, when I was driving up north.
Yes.
When we were having our... So we have these things called adventure times. And what we do is we get in the vehicle and just drive anywhere. And that day I got to drive. And Chantel gave me the wrong direction, so she
popped a U-turn in the middle of the road.
Yep.
Kristen! God, you're never driving.
I know!
I just get, like... Not nervous. I just don't drive with people ever. So when someone gets in my passenger side, I'm like, oh, I can't like blast my music and go however fast the fuck I want. I have to go the speed limit now. And
no, not with me. You can blast the music. I'll dance, sing to it. And you can go as fast as you want. As long as you don't kill me.
Like, I haven't died yet, so I'm still alive. I'm doing great.
You've ridden with me before.
Yeah, and you're crazy, too.
I am crazy.
I can be a crazy... Matt, skip this part. I may be a crazy driver, but, like, I have a pretty hefty lead foot.
Oh, so do I.
But, like, I never, like, get caught, knock on wood. But now I'm just going to go the speed limit because now I jinxed myself.
Yep.
But I haven't been pulled over in, like, 3 years. I'm gonna go the speed limit from now on.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah. So I did that. And then Sunday, we didn't leave your house till what, like 5? Oh, yeah.
We did nothing Sunday.
Literally.
So we left Chantel's house, went home, back to my house, and we literally sat there, and they were watching this weird-ass show of, like,
Modern Marvels. It was, like, a countdown type of thing.
And we watched that pretty much all day, and it made us want McDonald's.
Yep.
They did, like, a countdown of, like, the best foods, and they had, like, french fries in there, burgers, ice cream, and stuff like that. And we're like, now we just want all of that. And that's what we had for dinner was McDonald's.
Yeah, I was going to let you guys know when we were, like, because we had to take the gray exit. I was going to let you guys know, but I just didn't.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
Well, I also didn't know if, like, Maggie was still there. Like, I didn't know she left till 5.
Yeah.
We were, like, back by, like, 5:30, so we would have definitely, like, popped in, but.
We literally, like, Noah kept falling asleep.
I did, too. I think me and Noah are the only ones passed out.
Yeah.
Maggie's probably stayed awake the whole time.
I was sitting there kind of playing on my phone, like, watching TV a little bit. I was just kind of like, okay.
There was really one that was, like, a countdown, like, of 101, like, old technologies. And I was just like, it was 2 hours long. And I was like, why are we watching this?
And some of it was, like, really stupid stuff.
It was just, like, the old stuff from back in the day. They were just counting down. Like, and they replayed it most of the time in other ones.
Well, and the... It seemed like they replayed a whole bunch of the same stuff.
Yeah, like the CDs one.
Yeah.
The DVD one.
They put, like, instead of grouping things together, it was like they played, they did radio like 7 times.
And we were just interested.
Like different forms of the radio.
Jesus Christ.
And we were just interested to see what the number one was. And it gets to it, and it was a freaking iPhone. I was like, seriously?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I would have been like, I waited.
2 hours.
2 hours.
Yes.
For an iPhone.
Like, yes. We got 50 in and we're like,
I passed out.
We can't change it because we're very invested into knowing what number one is now.
Yeah, and we're all passed out. So, you know, it's just a very lazy Sunday.
Goals.
Which is great because coming up soon, Noah and I are not going to have a lot of lazy weekends like that.
So it's nice to have sometimes, you know? I mean, Sundays are my lazy day anyways.
Sunday is like, Saturdays are my typical, like, lazy days. And then Sundays is like, get shit done. You know, I probably should reverse that because then I have a nice relaxing day before I go back to work. That just never happens because then, you know, like, you stay up super late Friday and then you, like, sleep. Well, I sleep until, like, 10 to, like, noon.
Oh, I wish I could, but I can't. Noah sleeps in all the time.
So nice. I mean, understand. I can't even complain. I go to work at 8:30 and wake up at 7, but I still am, like, exhausted because I don't go to bed till like 11 or midnight.
Oh, I can't do that. I go to bed at 9.
I can't do that. That's too early for me.
Sometimes I pass out at like 8:30.
But I also will either, like, start playing my video games or I'll start watching, like, a TV show, and then I get, like, super infested. And then plus, you know, we smoke, so, like, that doesn't help. And then we're just staring up to the abyss for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, Nomar usually go to bed around like 10:30 to 11, somewhere around that time range.
Yeah.
But then I also have to be up at 4:30 in the morning. So I usually regret my life when I'm waking up at 4:30 in the morning. We went to bed at like 11:30. I'm like, I fucking hate my life. Why do I do this for myself?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel bad because, like, when we're watching our show and I'm, like, so tired and I end up laying my head down, which I shouldn't because then I know I'm going to fall asleep, and we're watching our show and we haven't seen it yet, and then I miss part of it when I fall asleep and I wake up and it's like, oh, what happened?
You're like, can you rewind it, EJ, please?
So now I got to go back and rewatch what I missed because it was really exciting. Like, what the hell happened? Because we were watching How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, I started that.
So good.
I hadn't even finished the first episode because Matt came upstairs and I was like, oh,
you don't want to watch it with him?
I mean, I would, but
I don't know if I like it.
Does
he like those type of shows?
I don't know. He's more like the type of person, I'll start watching a show and then he'll like watch it after I fall asleep and he's like, oh, hey, I really like that show. I'm like, you're like middle of the season. Like, I can't restart. You know what happens? Like, fucking A.
Yeah. That's what I'd be like. I mean, you need to watch that from the beginning and then let me know when you're caught up.
Plus, he, like, plays video games. Like, we have, like, a schedule. Well, kind of a schedule. He keeps changing it. First, it was every other day. And now it's, like, then it was like every day he was like gaming, and then I kind of got on him. I was like, dude, we're living together, share the fucking TV. Like, sorry, but I get you. Like, you want to play with your friends, but I want to watch my shows. And then he like was like, yeah, I know, I've been gaming a lot. So now it's like Mondays he games, Tuesdays like my day, or whenever we record. Yeah. He obviously he games, but yeah, no, it's we need another Xbox.
I mean, you can see, I mean, you've seen the setup that Noah and I have.
Yeah,
he has his TV on his side, and I have the TV.
Yeah. I don't play video games, and when I do, I just do it when EJ's not home, and I just go into the bedroom when he plays his video games with his friends and watch my TV shows and pass out.
Yeah, I sit on the couch and I do that. I put like my AirPods in. Yeah.
Sorry guys, that was a call from work that I had to take. I was trying to like mime to Kristen to pause it.
And I was like, what? Why are you hitting me? Why did everything go silent?
I looked down and I was like, 662. It's like, huh. That could be one of two things right now. It's like, no, it's probably my job.
Yeah. Ooh. So. Have you guys ever heard, you know who Jamie Lynn Spears is, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you ever heard her sing?
No.
No.
She is so good.
Really?
Yeah, she is a country artist.
Oh.
That's weird.
Yeah. Well, because she does, she's on TikTok, and she was doing, like, this Zoe 101 thing, and she remade the song. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, ooh, I want to go get it. And then I noticed that she has other music, so I downloaded it, and it's really good. Very different from her sister.
Yeah, which I feel so bad for Brittany.
What the fuck is going on?
I know. I guess she can't. They were saying that she can't take care of her own financial, which I don't understand, I guess.
Well, because that was an entire thing when she, like, shaved her head years
ago. Like, well, something would happen.
Yeah. But from the sounds of it is, like, she's trying to argue that she can now?
I think so. I think she won.
She won?
I don't think her dad got it. They're like, hashtag free Britney.
Yeah, because I remember on TikTok, there was like that whole thing going on. Yeah. It was like,
I don't know. I didn't really look into it.
Oh, I got into it. Me and my ex-coworker, like we got into it.
There's like this thing on Hulu about Britney Spears.
I don't know. It was like this thing where it was like people were like, you look like you're in distress. Like, let us know if you need help. Wear something yellow in the next video and turn in a circle. And that's literally what she did. That was like the entire video. Oh. So like, yeah. And there was like other ones too that I don't remember, but I was like.
Yeah, damn. It was like she was like, it seemed like she was hinting at things were worse.
Like she needed help.
Yeah.
From her family or like.
Like from her dad or something. Cause he did have complete and utter control of her financial and kind of her social media and everything like
that. It
kind of
seemed like she was, and this is just what I took from it, but it kind of seemed like she was like being held hostage. Like the way she was acting and stuff, I was like, I don't know if that's done by like your husband. I don't know if that's done by like your dad, but like that is not how you usually look. Like something's going on.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I feel bad.
Yeah. Well, I know. Well, I'm sure Jamie Lynn Spears is keeping an eye on her.
Hopefully.
Because I know she's tweeted or something. I know she said something about it, but I can't remember what it was. It was a long time ago, though. But I think it was about her dad. But, yeah, it's sad.
Guys, my sister announced on Facebook that she's pregnant.
Yay!
That's exciting. Little Nugget is coming.
Aww.
August.
I know Little Nugget.
You think it'll be a boy or a girl?
Okay, so here's where things get tricky. I want her to have a girl because she needs, like, my niece now, mm-hmm. my, like, baby niece, Oaks, is the most sassiest little girl you will ever meet. Like, she will tell you no, and she means it. Like, sassy to a T. And then, like, Hunter, so freaking cute. They're both adorable. All three of my nieces and nephew are adorable. but Hunter, he's three. Yeah, three, I think. Two.
Mm-hmm.
Going on three. And he so attached to my sister's hip. Like, extremely attached. They're both not potty trained. Yeah. And, like,
rough.
My niece is, like, starting to show potty training. And my nephew's like, nope, sissy, go on potty. Nope, sissy, go on potty. I was like, dude, Your middle child is going to be potty trained before your oldest, and then your youngest is going to be in diapers. Like, good luck.
How old is her oldest?
Well, so she has Carly, which is my niece, and she's 16. That's her stepdaughter.
Yep.
And then Hunter is 3. Oakley is 2. A little nug will be born in August. Yep. So, like, she's going to have 3 kids under the age of 4.
And that's gonna be rough.
Yeah.
Hopefully she can get the 3-year-old potty trained before the new baby comes.
Yeah, I'm not crossing my fingers for
her. has he just not wanted to?
I don't know. I'm not like trapped parent here. The only thing I know how to potty train is a dog, and I barely know how to do that. And he still has accidents in the house. But I think she tried to potty train them both at the same time.
Oh.
And now Hunter's like, well, I don't want to do it, so only Sissy can do it. So I even told Taylor, I was like, look, if you can get that girl potty trained, I will Venmo you $10 to go buy cupcakes just for her. She told her that. She sat on the potty for like 2 hours. Did go. She was like, seriously, kid? Like, your aunt's going to buy you a cupcake. And she, because she loves to eat. Mm-hmm. And you don't want a potty? She's like, no. No. But she'll, like, tell my sister, I go sit on potty. I think she just likes to sit on it. I don't think she, like, quite understands it.
I'm just going to sit here and...
But she always wants the candy afterwards. She's like, candy. And my sister's like, no, you didn't go. She's like, candy. No. But, yeah, no. But I want her to have another girl. Because mm-hmm. I want her to have that, like, feistiness. But also, I already have 2 nieces.
I want
another little nugget. I mean, they're both would be nuggets.
Yeah.
But, like, I just want another boy nugget. And, I don't know, she thinks she wants a boy. She's like, I do not want a girl. And I'm like, have a girl. But also have a boy. Have twins.
Oh, God. Oh,
that's actually very prone to both of them. Oh, God. Because we have twins in our family. It's like my mom's sister has twins.
Oh, then mm-hmm. she could...
Yes, and her husband has a set of twins on his side of the family.
They're definitely prone to could have
twins. And it's like he's like the second generation to get it, so it's like it skips a generation. Yeah. So like that's all him, and I'm like, dude, I hope you're pregnant with like twins. But she would pull her hair out. She would like she'd be like, I'm moving. Like I need to come live by you. Like I can't do this, which I keep trying to convince her to move out of here. But she, I don't know. Yeah.
I couldn't imagine like some of those people that have like quadruplets or what, however it is.
Like, Matt told me, he was like, it'd be cool to have twins. I was like, no, it would not be. It would be
a lot of work.
So you have 2 newborns. All right. It's already hard enough with 1. All right. You don't need to add a second one in there.
Yeah.
That's 2 babies you got to feed from your tatas. And then your nipples are all like,
it's just. That's if you choose to breastfeed.
True. Yeah. I mean, like, my sister, she tries to breastfeed, but...
It's also just twice the money.
Exactly.
I mean, you could always pump and just have them feed out a bottle instead.
True. I don't know. I just...
Multiple choices.
Yes, you can formula, you can breastfeed, whatever.
But at least she already has, like, the background in babies because she's already had 2.
Yes.
So, Lord forbid if she did have a set of twins, at least that she's not going in as, like, a brand new parent all of a sudden being slapped with twins.
Yeah, but can you imagine having 4 kids under the age of 4?
No.
And they're one of them's a set of twins?
Like,
no thank you. But I'm just so excited for her because... I don't know if I told you guys, but a couple years ago, she was told that she couldn't have kids. And so she went to go have back surgery done. And the doctor was like, we can't do it. She was like, why? She was like, because you're pregnant. She was like, that's not funny. She literally said that. That's not funny.
Like, well, yeah. Because
I can't have kids.
You were told you can't.
And she was like, no, like you're pregnant. And sure enough, that's when she found out she was pregnant with Hunter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then she got pregnant with Oakley. So she was like, it's kind of nice, like, being told you can't have kids, and now I'm popping out 3 of them. I was like, yeah.
So weird.
She keeps trying to convince me to have one. And I'm like, dude, not there yet.
Give you some time.
Still a kid. Going to be 24. still a kid.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, auntie and uncle are not ready.
No.
Look, if it happens,
I mean, I'm all there for you.
The Lord would be like, here, have a kid. But me, don't want that. Not right now. But if I were to get pregnant,
yeah,
it's happening.
But at least you have the room. If it is going to happen, you have the room.
Oh, yeah, we have plenty of room. And, like, Matt wants a kid. I'm like, dude, like, we can barely take care of ourselves and the dog. All right, we barely eat fruit. Like,
barely eat fruit.
That's why you take the prenatal vitamins.
You still need to eat. I can't sit there and eat bonbons all day. Like, I have to take in consideration what I'm putting in my body.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to this, my vape. Say goodbye to weed. Say goodbye to drinking. I think that's why Matt wants me to be a
You can have a glass of red wine.
I don't like red wine. That's my issue.
I know. I wish I liked it. Because it's good for you.
I don't know.
Start with, like, a sweet red.
That's what everyone says. But then I try a sweet red. First off, I don't like spending the money on a big bottle. So I only get, like, the little ones.
Well, yeah. Dude, let me know.
Well, my sister says you want to start with the small, like, the other, the, like, pinkish. And then work your way.
See, that's what I did. I did pink. Because when I first started drinking wine, I was like, I want to try it. And Matt's like, okay, what kind do you like? I was like, I don't fucking know. I used to be Mormon. Like, I don't know anything. And he was like, I feel like you were like a nice pink Moscato.
Moscato, yes.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I tried it. Fucking drink the entire bottle that night. And then I started like getting onto more like rosé. And then I met up with Maggie and we got a nice bottle of white.
You're welcome.
Oh my God. I still dream about it.
You're welcome.
And then, but like every time I try red, it's just, my thing is, I like my alcohol cold. That's my biggest thing.
You can.
But red wine is not supposed to be cold.
No.
But you can. My grandparents put ice in their red wine.
You can have it cold. It's on your preference. I mean, it doesn't have to be, but it's your preference.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should give it another try.
Maybe you should come with me and I will get you. I will buy a bottle of red wine because I like red wine.
Look, I'll throw down on half a bottle. It's just. Me, like, personally buying it for myself, it's like, if I don't like it, then it's literally just going to sit in my fridge. Yeah.
I wish I liked red wine, too, because then I'd have a glass a night.
It's good for my health.
Yes.
Drink the entire bottle.
Just one glass, though.
You don't even like regular wine.
I know. That's why I got to start from the bottom and work my way up.
Start with the rosé. Start with sweet.
Yeah.
It's and like then a, you move
do
over.
Barefoot pink Moscato.
Yes. Okay.
Because that is like drinking juice.
Or cupcake.
Okay. Because you gotta, like, it's a tolerance thing. You like gotta cupcake. Build your tolerance for it. Just like beer, but I will never build my tolerance
for
beer.
Throw me a beer anytime.
Nope.
Throw me any kind of really alcohol, basically. We all know me. I'll drink it.
I'll stick to the Trulies in my vodka. Except there is one tequila I want to try.
The Nick Jonas one.
Yes.
Did you know the Nick Jonas, like the Jonas Brothers broke up?
No, they didn't.
Yeah. They like called it quits. They're not making any more music.
When?
I don't know. I heard it on the radio like a couple days ago. Because Nick has
Okay. So when they got back together.
Oh, right, here we go.
Okay. So they broke up back in 2013. They got back together in 2019 or whatever it was. But they said that they are still going to go their solo careers as well. So they're still together, but they're also working on their solo careers and whatever careers they want. But they're still going to be working together as well.
Yeah, I heard that they like were like, yeah, no, that's too much. We're done.
Okay. They just posted.
Oh, my God, Kristen.
And it's something about 2 years ago. I think everyone is like thinking they're breaking out because Nick Jonas has a new album coming out, but
yeah, I don't know. I just remember like I was driving to work and I was like, oh, Jonas. Okay, oh god, here we go. Kristen's like finding the facts.
Well, obviously, I follow them everywhere.
Yeah,
one second.
Anytime we have girls' night, we always jam out to the Joe Bros.
They're
why not?
They're awesome. I need to see them in concert again. I actually need to meet them.
Okay, so I've been really big into the band AJR.
Mm-hmm.
Like, super bad. And I told Matt last night, like, look, when concerts come back out, I know I said before I want to go see Post Malone first. but now it might be AJR. Because, like, and he was like, okay. And then I showed him, like, some of his music and, like, not really Matt's type. And I was like, yo, it would be so cool. Right? So hear me out. Diego, my brother, loves AJR. Mm-hmm. So if I had enough money to buy two tickets to the concert.
You and Diego?
Yeah. And then buy a plane ticket for him. He would have no reason to come out. I mean, no reason not to come out. Because I'd be like, dude, your plane ticket's bought. You already have a ticket for the show. You have a place to stay. I'll feed you. All the only thing you got to do is get your stinky ass on a plane. That's all you got to do.
That is very true.
So he was like, yeah. He's like, but I wouldn't mind going with you. I was like, I can just see me though, right? Going ham to these songs, right? Because that's what I do at concerts, right? I go ham. And then him just standing there looking at me. It's kind of grooving, but like kind of just like, what the fuck is this bitch doing? Like, there she is looking like she's having a seizure.
Okay, I found it. It's okay. On Facebook. Okay. This is from the Jonas Brothers 20 hours ago. 2 years ago today, we flew of our biggest fans to LA to surprise them with some big news. The Jonas Brothers are back together. Blah, 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 blah. So then at the end, it says, we have the best fans in the world and we love you so much. We have tons of exciting stuff coming together and apart with a winky face. And we can't wait for you guys to hear all about it.
Oh, okay. I was just saying what I heard on the radio.
I'm just saying. They are. It's probably because his new everyone's like, oh my God, they broke up again. Because Nick Jonas has his new album coming out.
I heard that. And then Joe got casted to a movie. And then Kevin is just.
Kevin.
Well, Kevin.
But they said when they came out, it's like they're still working on their own solo career as well as being a band.
It's probably Kevin's idea. Like, hey, let's get the band back together. You know?
That was Nick's.
Well, I'm just saying. Go with the joke, Kristen. Okay, it's not funny. You know what? Okay. So, like, Kevin's just chilling at home, right? In his underwear eating bonbons. Like, you know? And he's, like, texting the group, like, hey, let's get the band back together. Because, you know, Joe was, like, in another band.
DNCE.
And then Nick was doing his own thing.
Yeah.
So he was just like, wow, my brothers are like succeeding over here. And I'm just.
Well, actually, he's very successful. Whoa. I meant to say successful.
You know, it's on Chris and fine.
He has his own real estate, I think, right?
Yeah. Because he was also so much older than those two that when they were like kind of in the height of the career, he wanted to settle down.
Yeah, he had his wife now, who was like followed them from the beginning pretty much, because they met when they were popular back in the day.
Back when we were kids?
Yeah.
Because Kevin's late 30s, early 40s, I think.
Oh, no. No, he's like 33 or 32.
So like
early. Because Joe just turned 30.
Well, he's a decent amount.
I thought it was like way older.
Yeah, he's a decent amount older than.
I don't think so. Kevin, he's 33.
Okay.
Oh.
And Nick Jonas is 28.
You know what's sad? Is like watching the people.
31. Joe is 31.
Like watching the people we know hit like 30. Like that we grew up watching. Like that was like, you know. Yeah, like we grew up watching, they hit like 30, and you're sitting there like, oh man, that's creeping up on me. Like,
real fast.
I mean, Nick Jonas is 28. He'll be 29.
I'm not even 25 yet, so like.
You're a child.
I'll be 24 in a couple weeks.
You're a child.
Which I told Matt, I want a ring for my birthday. I don't think that's going to happen, but I told him, I was like, that's the only thing you have to get me. $100, I have my ring. We're engaged. I can shut up about it. But I'm going to try not to bring it up around him anymore because I don't think I'm getting my point across.
Just leave subtle hints.
I don't know subtle, Kristen. I just go up to him like, put a fucking ring on it, bro.
Just
like,
send him the links.
Oh.
What? Have you?
Oh. We went and looked at it together. Oh. Like, yeah. I told him. I was like, this is the exact one. And then when you and I went ring shopping, I was like, why are you looking at me like that?
I'm stabbing you.
Okay. Well, I know you're mad, but
I'm stabbing you with my mind.
Maybe you just need to be a little bit more aggressive.
Okay. We're built fucking house.
You guys, they have it planned out already, probably. And they'll do it when they're ready.
Although I might have given Matt, again, skip this part. You know what? Just skip this entire episode.
Don't even listen.
So he was like talking about like this lighthouse. because he was like, have you ever been in a lighthouse? And I was like, no, like, I just moved here.
They don't have lighthouses in Arizona. No.
So I was like, because
you don't have ocean.
Exactly.
Because you're landlocked and you're just full of desert.
Okay, let her speak.
You diss on Arizona one more time. I'm going to come around this table. I'll beat you with my shoe that I do not have on.
And I'll let her and I'll videotape it.
So he was like, yeah, when like my mom and sisters came out for his graduation, they did like a private tour. And I was like, oh, he's like, yeah, we looked over like the city lights and like there's the water. And I straight up was like, yo, that's a perfect way to propose. And then he got silent. And he was like, you know what? Yeah, that is a good way to propose. And in my head, I'm like, did I just give him a plan? Not only did I give him a ring, but then I just gave him a plan. I'm doing my entire engagement over here.
Yeah, I literally thought he was going to propose that day.
When
we all went to the orchard and then went to like that wood area, whatever.
Well, he was being all cute with me. And he's never like that around friends or family. He's never like, oh, baby. But he is in private. So I was like, oh my God. You're gonna fucking propose.
And Matt had her camera.
I know. Like,
and then I'm just over here like,
we're just waiting.
Well, I'm just over here like.
And we told him that we're like, oh, we thought you were gonna propose. And he's like, oh, that would have been a great idea. Yeah.
Like, he's known about my exact ring I want from Pandora. Cause I don't want a typical engagement ring. Like, even as Maggie, I found the like prettiest.
Yeah, whatever
ring
works for you.
It like sits in a crown and it's like it's like a pink jewel.
Yeah.
It's super pretty. So I was like, yeah, I really want that. And it's like a rose gold band. And then he was like, I showed him the brochure. I showed him pictures. I showed him videos. And then we went to go get food one night at the food court. Cause that's what we do sometimes is we're like, oh, I want this. I want this. So let's just go to the food court. We can go our separate ways. And then we end up going to the same place, but it's like Saraku Japan.
Oh, yeah. So good.
So I was like, hey, like since we're in the mall, let's go look in Pandora. So we get our food and he literally starts walking over there and I was like, oh, okay. So I start walking. We had the money. Like we had the money to buy the ring. And I'm sitting there like, bro, just freaking buy it. Like it was even on sale that week too. And I was like, I don't care if you buy the ring while I'm right here. Like,
he probably does.
But I don't. Like he shouldn't. I know the ring. I probably know he's going to go to you, Maggie, probably. And be like, hey, can you buy the ring and then I'll pay you back? We share a bank account, so it's not like he can just go and keep it secret. Because I check the bank account every day, so I would be like, oh shit, $100 from Pandora, you bought my ring! Yes! But no, but I also think it's because he's terrified to talk to my dad.
Probably.
Because I bring that up, I'm like, are you just scared about like the commitment? And he's like, no, like absolutely not. I'm like, is it me? He's like, no, I want to spend my life with you. I'm like, are you scared to talk to my dad?
He shuts up.
And I'm like, oh my God. Like, my dad knows it's going to happen. Like, we talked about it when I was in Arizona.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, tell that big boy to give me a call. We'll have a nice conversation. Because my sister told me, my dad won't say no, but my dad won't say yes.
What does that mean?
So he's
going to make him work for it.
Like, I already told him, I was like, I can already tell you the questions my dad's going to ask you. He's going to ask, how do you plan to support me? How do you plan to have insurance on me? Because that's a big thing for him, which I have my own insurance. He's going to ask, you know, what kind of father are you going to be? You know, all these kind of, well, how are you good with your money?
Okay.
But he's going to ask all these questions. But then I was thinking about it. The difference between my sister's engagement and I, she got engaged after like 4 months of knowing him. Matt and I have been together going on 3 years. So like, he knows a lot more about me. So now I'm even more nervous about how that whole conversation is going to go down. And then I even asked him, I was like, so you can like tell me about it afterwards? And he's like, nope, that is a conversation between me and your dad. I'm like, no, like you got to tell me how it went.
Well, maybe after the engagement, like after all of that, like give that time to settle. And then
I still think it's going to take him a month from recovering from talking to my dad. He's going to, like, call my dad and be like, and then the month's going to go by and he's going to finally propose, but.
Well, I mean, at least you gave him an idea. Fucking Noah, we're going to be, like, in the middle of a mud pit somewhere.
I have no idea.
I mean, the way EJ proposed to you was cute. No? No?
That he made her go hiking. That was
a very hot day.
Okay. Matt knows, do not take me hiking if you're going to propose.
And Danielle didn't even make it up the mountain because she drank like the whole thing of tequila, the 1800.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the night before. And we were going hiking. It was so hot out. Me and Chantel were like dying going up this mountain. We didn't even make it to the top. This was just like an incline thing. And me and Chantel were ready to go back. We're like, done. And they're like, it's only a few more miles. We're like, oh my God.
Miles? No. A few more miles? Being like, nope.
I'm thinking for me, it's either going to be on a four-wheeling trip, snowmobiling, or on a motorcycle.
Yep. So you got like all the different seasons.
Yo, your hair is going to be crazy.
No matter what, like, I'm either going to be completely covered up in snow gear. I'm going to be covered in dirt and mud.
What if he surprised you and it's not like that?
Then look at him as a, who the fuck helped you?
What if it's just like after you buy the house and he does it in the house?
Oh my God, hold up. What if he does it the first, like, what if he proposes to you the first time you unlock your house?
That would be adorable.
That would be, all right, I'm texting Noah.
I would be,
hint, Noah.
I would be so fucking stressed, though.
I'm sure he has a plan.
Because all of you are going to have to fucking help move us.
Yay.
I think I'm going to be sick that day.
No.
I'm just kidding.
But, like, because I'm going to be on a fucking mission and a half. Because I'm going to want to get stuff in the house set up, kitchen organized, like.
Yeah, she helped me organize my kitchen.
I'm going to be on a fucking mission. And so I feel like it would be adorable and I would love it, but I would rather, like, we already have things already, like, set in the house.
I get that.
Because knowing me, I would just get too fucking distracted from looking at
Sparkly.
I'm sure he already has a plan.
You'd be like, Sparkly, order pizza.
Pizza. Oh, I gotta FaceTime people. Like, oh, more. Oh, shit. Chinese?
Chinese.
Oh, Chinese.
I have told him. So, my Nana had two settings. My Nana had really bad arthritis in her hands, and so her original setting ended up becoming too small and too tight. So they got it off, took the stone out of it, and put it into another ring. And so my mom actually still has my Nana's original setting. That's in platinum.
My God, so he just needs to buy a diamond.
Not even a fucking diamond. I told him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no diamond.
I don't want a diamond. But
she has it all picked out.
Well, I mean, either purple or red. Or blue. One of those three colors.
I don't know. That chocolate diamond we found was freaking gorgeous. And it was flat, just like the way you wanted. Like, Kristen, this, first off, this ring covered her entire knuckle.
Yes.
Like, it was massive.
No.
But it was completely flat. And it had, like, diamonds swirling around it.
Oh, that's pretty.
And then a chocolate diamond in the middle.
I like sapphire and diamonds.
It was gorgeous.
But it was also like $3,500.
But I'm also like, if I could have my Nana's ring, A, because it's in fucking platinum.
Yeah.
And the price of platinum today is disgusting. But it would just, it's that type of antique that you can't find unless you go to like a really, really, really nice estate sale.
Yeah, I get that.
And I'm like, I want it. And because it's just a solitary stone as well that goes into it, unless he like has them change it up a little bit.
I'm sure he has a plan and
figured
all out.
I looked and was like, I want Nana's ring.
Although Kristen did mention something to me when she was drunk.
What?
Not about you, sorry.
Damn it.
She told me, she was like, you were so drunk. I don't even think you remember this. You told me Matt had a plan to propose to me.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Excuse me, I'll be right back.
No, sit your ass down.
Go beat his ass.
But yeah, that's for another time because it's time to say goodbye.
No. I'm like in a really chatty mood now. I'm going to talk about zero.
Well, we can't just keep this going. It's already been like 40 minutes.
Oh.
Well,
time to say goodbye. Till next time.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
This week's episode. Hope you like it. And tune in to next week. Find out what we said. Dun, dun, dun. All right, peace out.
Bye.